Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Biblical Assurance. Paul says that the Holy Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God in Romans 8:16. But the Spirit does not work in isolation. As the Spirit of truth, he ministers truth to the believer's heart consistent with the Word of God. People often quote 1 John 5:13 saying, we can know that we have eternal life. 1 John 5:13 reads, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God in order that you may know that you have eternal life. It is certainly true that as believers, we can know that we have eternal life. But it is important to note that the you may know of 1 John 5:13 is based on these things I have written, meaning the know of 5:13 is based on all the previous knows in the letter. For example, in 1 John 2:3 he writes, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. One can't claim the know of 5:13 if one can't claim the know of 2:3. In 3:14, John says, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. And again, one cannot claim the know of 5:13 if the know of 3:14 is not true. 1 John presents a series of knowing tests by which one can know they have eternal life. And based on this, John states in 1 John 5:13, that he wrote these things to those who believe that they may know they have eternal life. True faith demonstrates itself in the ways John has brought out in the book. And those living in accordance with these evidences can claim the know of 1 John 5:13. In 1 John 2:20, John says believers have an anointing from the Holy Spirit by which we know all things, related to discerning who and what is of the truth. The fact that a person is a believer will, generally and normally, be obvious. 1 John 3:7 through 10 indicates that it will be obvious in the fruit that is born out in the life. If a person is truly saved, one would expect confirmation evidences that go along with salvation. The major evidence of salvation relates to the loves of our life, and our practice tells on our heart. The Bible says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. 2 Corinthians 13:5. J.C. Ryle wrote, quote, sense of sin and deep hatred of it, faith in Christ and love to him, delight in holiness and longing after more of it, love for God's people, and distaste for the things of the world. These are the signs and evidences which always accompany salvation. And these are the signs, therefore, as seen through the lens of 1 John, that really relate to the know, that you may know that you have eternal life. If these evidences are missing, then you can't claim the know of 1 John 5:13 either. You can't have it both ways. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.